Mitt Romney says take off the gloves when it comes to Iran. Justice Scalia lets his thoughts fly on health care and his fellow justices. Plus, he weighs in on gun control, which if you Google it, you probably get a million hits right now. Everybody's talking about gun control. Do we need to control the right to bear arms, or is that all phooey? Man, we've talked about it since July 20th when James Holmes opened fire in a screening of Batman at a theater in Aurora, Colorado. You can weigh in on all kinds of things here on America Tonight. That's the brilliance of this show. From every nook and cranny, whatever your stripes are, baby, you're invited to the party. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. This is Kate Delaney at the helm of this ship with some pretty interesting tides that are rolling through. Coming up later in this hour, we can count. It's always about the numbers. If you follow the money, you get my drift. Any numbers, as a matter of fact, lead you back to something. Speaking of numbers, the Olympics in full swing. The Americans have 12 or 11 gold medals. The Chinese have 12. Therefore, you do the math. They're one ahead. There were some highlights from the first couple of days of the Olympics and some real lowlights from the Olympics as well. We'll talk about those, but go USA. Sharon is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Cher.
Hey, Kate. Good to get through to you. I was listening. I watched the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
Olympics, and it was wonderful. And I could hardly wait. I was at a friend's house, and I could hardly wait to get home and listen to the radio because we usually get you here between 2 and 4.
Mm.
And I think you were on at 1 or something. Anyway, I was holding on listening to the radio because you said, you know, for the third hour. And then I thought, well, gosh, that's going to put it past, you know, the 4. I thought, that's great. And just like that, you went off the air.
Because I was on earlier.
Now you're on at a different time. Again, have you changed in Kentucky? How do I find that out?
It's easy. WVLK is the affiliate there, and you can call them. We'll make sure, and we'll say that on the air, too, Sharon, for you. But usually at the same time, it might be that something interrupted the programming and then they put it back earlier, and that's what happened.
Okay, I think that happened again tonight because you start coming on at 1, which means you'll probably go off at 3.
So they put me on earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. Because a lot of people, in fact, a lot of people, Sharon, called from Kentucky for our Olympic medal count contest. It was fun. A lot of great callers from Kentucky.
Really? They got through? Because I thought, well, when you went off the air, I thought, well, I'm still going to call, you know.
And you couldn't get through?
No, it wouldn't let me. It would ring, and then, you know, it would say you're going to be next, and then it started ringing again. Potential disconnect. But anyway, I'm glad to get to hear you tonight, and I just wondered if you had changed here in Kentucky or whatever.
You know, it's interesting, Sharon. You said you liked the opening ceremonies. I thought they were okay, but not as good as Beijing. I thought there were some, he had some misses. Danny Boyle was the guy who directed it, and I thought they had some misses on that. There was some, I thought there was confusion over the music a little bit.
Oh.
Well, you liked it, though.
I liked it overall because of the way it worked through, you know, the industrial age and everything. And I thought once they started lighting the fires, you know, that it was just pretty spectacular. I mean, Beijing was so, you know, of course, after all, it is the country of fireworks. It was so overwhelming with everything that it would be hard to
top it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet I thought in a way that they did a really nice job. You know, I mean, it's just, don't know.
You were excited. You were excited. Well, keep watching those Olympics and give us a report in another hour here in America tonight. You got to watch some of the stuff and tell me what you think. It's been interesting the last couple of days. There's been some really cool stories that have come out of the games for some Americans and for some other athletes, too. Sharon, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Yeah, the butterfly was great.
It was great. Yeah. Oh, after everything she'd been through, Vollmer, and she won the gold medal, if you're talking about the women. And for the men in the relay, they didn't beat France, but they still ended up with a silver.
Yeah.
It's fun. The pool's
contest, but I'm still watching.
All right. Thanks, Sharon. You take care. All right, so there you go. I did not like the opening games or opening ceremonies. Sharon liked the opening ceremonies. So maybe you're like Sharon, you enjoyed it. And she does make a good point. How do you top Beijing when they're the land of fireworks? That's where fireworks started. That's where they were invented. So they did just blow everything up. Not that they didn't do that in England. There were fireworks in England. That's the typical thing you do with the Olympic Games and with the lighting of the cauldron and all of that. Usually the torch stuff is good no matter where it is. And it didn't disappoint this time. That was a highlight. That was one of the things that was done really well. I guess to me the in-between part that Sharon's talking about, I didn't like it. To me it just seemed disjointed. However, some of the other listeners of America Tonight who wrote in emails who didn't like it as well, we might be in the minority. A lot of people were glued to the opening games, and this is probably going to be blockbuster for NBC, except for the confusion over where to tune in because of how it's spread out, and then the idea that it's not live. It's easy if it's live. If it's in the U.S., if it's in the same time zone, but when you have big differences in events and when they air and when you see them, there are too many spoilers out there, especially in the social media era that we live in. So it's pretty easy to find out what happened, and it's nothing like watching something after you know what the results are. Ugh. I can't stand to do that. I don't want to know. You know, then that's where you just have to walk around and tell everyone, please don't tell me what happened. Do not tell me what happened. All right, coming up on ATN in our next segment, as I mentioned before, Justice Scalia decides he's going to go on Fox and talk about not just his reaction to what happened with the whole healthcare thing, which we pretty much know from his dissenting opinion, and he echoed the same thing, but talking about guns and where we're headed in this nation when it comes to guns and how he thinks it relates to the Constitution and what, you know, ultimately what we should be looking for in the future. And when it comes to weaponry, what kind of weapons are we talking about? And also, as I said, Mitt Romney decides to bust a move to Jerusalem and says, you know, Jerusalem is Israel's capital. And he talks about how Israel is our greatest ally. And he had a fundraiser in that country, sat down with Benjamin Netanyahu. On top of that, decides to talk about Iran, which this is what the Israelis love, and says, whatever it takes, we cannot have this country nuke up. If we have to use the full force of the military, let's go. America, are you ready to go to war with Iran? Mitt's saying that. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow, she got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unhease you, her best cut just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit trouble, stand up fast. She's got Betty Davis
I like to call it the Sunday swirl because all the political talking heads come out on Sunday on your favorite shows. Maybe you flip around. Maybe you like good old Bob Schieffer and you watch a little CBS here and there. Or you turn on Fox. Or you're involved in, I don't know, CNN because Candy Crowley's okay. And you're not so much worried about what the agenda is on CNN because they get good guests. Actually, all the morning shows, the cable shows and the traditional networks get big name people on Sunday morning. The FaceTime is huge. And in politics, the people around the, first of all, the people in the programs are trying to get the biggest names they can get on the shows for whatever's the hot discussion. So the hot discussion is over guns and gun control and the issue of guns and all that stuff since James Holmes decided to wreck a lot of people's lives in that Colorado movie theater on July 20th, which, by the way, he's going to be back in court on Monday. So Justice Scalia was a guest on the Fox Morning Show, and he talked about the definition of guns in the Constitution and where we're headed what the precedent is and what the regulation should be. Check it out.
It will have to be decided in future cases what limitations upon the right to keep and bear arms are permissible. Some undoubtedly are. There were some that were acknowledged at the time. For example, there was a tort called affrighting, which if you carried around a really horrible weapon just to scare people, like a head axe or something, that was, I believe, a misdemeanor. The amendment does not apply to arms that cannot be hand-carried. It's to keep and bear, so it doesn't apply to cannons. But I suppose there are handheld rocket launchers that can bring down airplanes that will have to be, it'll have to be decided.
All right, it makes a good point there. If you just had weapons across the board that fired, that wouldn't be a good thing. And I think most of you agree with that, because we've talked about massive assault weapons. In Scalia was part of this. He took issue with decades-old Supreme Court precedent that said the Constitution does not provide Americans with, among other things, when we're talking about guns, the right to privacy, which, hear me out, kind of segs into something. Even though there was a ruling in the 60s that said it does, and that ruling helped pave the way for the 70s ruling legalizing abortion. And this is Scalia connecting the dots and talking about legalese and the interpretation of it. In the case of privacy, as he's saying, there's no right to privacy, no generalized right to privacy. But no one ever thought that the American people, in his words, ever voted to prohibit limitations on abortion, meaning there's nothing in the Constitution that talks about that. So when he's talking about the guns, he's talking about the constitutional interpretation, too, because he is a proponent of the idea that the Constitution has to be interpreted using the meaning of its text when it was written. And he talked about a tort that called affrighting, which is he was describing there, that existed when the Second Amendment was drafted in the 18th century. And he said the thing about the head axe, that there was a weapon that was used just to scare people, a head axe, so that was a misdemeanor to carry it with arms, with cannons, with rocket launchers is a great example. You'd have to decide on that. Are we going to say, yes, people can have rocket launchers? And the answer to that is, of course not. And he knows that, and that's what he's talking about. The interpretation of whether it's right to privacy or whether we're talking about guns, that's all part of this whole thing. Reading the laws of which they were written. So the thing is the Constitution, is it a living, breathing thing? Is it an antiquated thing? Is it how much of the laws that we interpret are without bias, by the way, on any sides of this? This is also always part of it. What is the Constitution going to be in the end? Is it something that restrains rights, or is it to restrain our government? And the answer is it was established to restrain the power of the government. And right now there is too much dominance into our lives, and a little less dominance, I think, would make us much more successful, whether it be in the area of how are we defending ourselves or in the area of something else, whether it's healthcare, because that's something that's going to certainly pick a lot of people clean. A lot of pockets are going to be emptied out when they try to pay for some of these crazy premiums that are sure, we keep hearing, that are sure to go up. All right, I want to make sure that I give you the payoff on the Romney stuff, because I thought it was interesting. I say stuff, as he was quoted all over the place, and this is going to happen. He's running for president, just like Obama. It's Obama, Romney, Romney, Obama, and then Congress, and then people who are running in the Senate. So Romney saying, as I mentioned already, let's stop at no cost. Whatever we have to do to Iran, let's do it. let's do it. Whatever it is that we have to do, we have a solemn duty and a moral imperative to block Iran from achieving nuclear weapons capability. Do you think we have a moral obligation to do that, to block Iran from becoming nuclear capable? Is that on our shoulders that we have to stop this? Now, the remarks that Mitt made were during a speech where he was in Israel, and it included Sheldon Adelson, the American businessman who said he's going to donate millions to help elect Romney to the White House. So this was a huge embrace of Israel. He met with Netanyahu and other people. He visited the Western Wall, which is the holiest sites, there. He was mobbed by worshipers, and he met with the Palestinian prime minister, too. He didn't hold back in saying that he recognizes Israel's right to defend itself and that the U.S. is an important ally to Israel, and on and on and on. And he's looking for the commitment, I think, of a lot of people with some pretty deep pockets, as is Barack Obama. So Barack has dispatched, or President Obama has dispatched, lots of people to talk about his delay of Iran's nuclear program because of the penalties against that country, and working to ensure tougher, stricter applications by other countries, you know, to just push it to them that we're going to cut you off if you try to cut us off. So is there going to be any kind of U.S. cyber-Israeli attack between the two countries to damage Iranian equipment that they need for the weapons-grade nuclear material? I don't know. Perhaps. And if that's really what they're going to do, they have to be infuriated that that's out there, that that's already been leaked out, that that's probably a possibility, although it wouldn't be necessarily a surprise to Iran, would it? I don't think so, because of already what they've discovered about the U.S. and trying to get information. So this wouldn't be a shock to them. Coming up on the flip side, by the numbers, we can count.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever, See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This past weekend. Why? Because I would have been able to see the National Security Agency Director, General Keith Alexander. He's also head of the U.S. Cyber Command, which is huge now because everything's about the computer and people trying to hack us to death in a different way. We don't have to worry about that being a weapon. It's a different kind of weapon. He was on the stage at the largest hacker convention, and he was recruiting talent. It was a standing room only audience at DEF CON. It's a gathering in Nevada that draws about 16,000 people a year. He said, "We need great talent. We don't pay as high as everybody else, but we're fun to be around." Wow, this is crazy. DEF CON. A hacker's delight, a mecca for hackers. They don't have good relationships with the feds, usually. This is one of those catch-me-if-you-can moments. Remember the reference there to the movie that you saw with Leonardo DiCaprio and what kind of pranks he pulled and how he ended up working for the government and taught them about check kiting? And how to catch the people doing it and what they were doing. In this case, that's exactly what they're saying for the National Security Agency. Hey, if you're an awesome hacker and we've had problems with it in the past, who cares? We would love to have you come work with us. And what happens, by the way, at this convention is the fact that you've got security researchers, you have military people, you have cryptographers. I think it would be pretty cool to actually be at this show because of the kind of skills the people have there. And any internet question you have, a hacker would be the person to talk to. So not shocking in a way that the national security folks are looking to hire people who are much better than they are at hacking into systems. Mark Zuckerberg, which is he could hack into a vein of money, sounds funny to say that, but his net worth fell by $7.2 billion. Why? Well, the value of Facebook, based on the IPO price of $38 a share back in May, has tanked. By Friday, his stake went down considerably in the company. He's lost a bunch of money. Although, don't cry any real tears for the Zuck, because he's still one of the 72 richest people in the world, according to Forbes magazine. It's just that they're not doing well with the stock. In fact, so everybody's losing money. The stock is plunging. And part of the problem is, what can they deliver? How can they monetize Facebook? And this is their big problem in trying to figure out how they can monetize his company. Mm. Instagram, speaking of technology, has anybody asked you to be on Instagram? I don't want to be on all these social sites. I get that people share photos. Oh, my cousin was just beating me up to be on Instagram. How many passwords do I need to remember? But Instagram has 80 million users, 4 billion photo shares. It is like growing at a massive rate. A massive rate. 80 million subscribers. It's free. So here we go again with the trying to monetize, but that's an incredible number. I mean, that's an 80 million in a very short amount of time. Man. All right. Here's one that's interesting that falls under the category of we can count, because it is a numbers game, as I told you, and I am a car freak. I happened to see an article about 6 new cars on the market. You got Lamborghinis and Ferraris. How about Lamborghini's cousin, the Bugatti? The Bugatti, the Swedish automaker, offers the Ager R. They've got 1,140 horsepower or house power out of a 5.0-liter twin-turbo V8. Woo! They produce about 15 cars a year. Because of regulatory problems, reasons, whatever, they might not continue to sell them in the U.S. after this year, but you can still get one if you order it. It is a hot, smoking hot car, and I would love to know how much they charge for this. I tell you, it's got to be a sweet penny, because It is a one-of-a-kind automobile, and if only 15 are made, boy, talk about a claim to fame. And how much could you, what would the resale be like on that one? Probably in the right area, it would probably be rather huge. If somebody wanted to own their own piece of exclusivity, because that's pretty exclusive. When you say that only 14 other people have the same car as you, the Koenigsegg Ager R. Might be a little bit of a mouthful, but to look at it is a thing of beauty, my friends. A thing of beauty. All right, moving on to more numbers for you. It was hard to choose because there were so many things, there were so many numbers that I came across, as I do each and every day, and I find it rather amusing. There was a psychiatrist treating James Holmes. Did you know that? Yep, he was going to psychiatrists. Oh, I'd have a lot of questions for that psychiatrist, that's for sure. And it was a university psychiatrist who was treating him, and he's the guy responsible for the movie theater massacre. And the university is saying the medical director, rather, of the state mental health services and a researcher in schizophrenia says Holmes' treatment and recognition of mental problems, they know this, are crucial to his, to part of his trial. Because, of course, his defense team is going to say that he didn't know what he was doing. They're calling it amnesia. The person who treated him was named in court papers that were filed by the public defender and made public. The quote coming out of the material from the psychiatry office on that campus was that he was a psychiatric patient of Dr. Fenton's, and she was the recipient of that package sent by him and discovered and seized by the FBI in a campus mailroom after the rampage. And that was really the first confirmation that Holmes had been treated for mental problems before the shootings July 20th. His lawyers, now you're getting my drift here, could use insanity as a defense. Wouldn't that be a shame? So if he's convicted, and if he's convicted of that, it's different than if he weren't. Or trying to show how he's mentally incompetent and unable to even stand trial, that's also a possibility that they could go in that direction. All right, we got to give you something good here as we head down the stretch, because it's all been depressing, heavy news. We got to talk about something happy. How about from the travel world? A lot of people may be listening to America Tonight, maybe not listening because they've left to gone to other places with their families. July is a very popular place to vacation. And I guess I shouldn't say just July, but August too. I think June people are still getting their bearings with kids' homes and all that kind of stuff. But not so in July. This is frightening. What is the scoop with cruises and losing people? I don't get it. They had some missing Carnival cruise passengers that they picked up in Jamaica, that they found in Jamaica. Three Americans. They were missing since Thursday. They were found at a beach villa in good health. And police had searched for them for so long. I mean, they were searching for them, you know, trying to find them all over the place. And they kept calling Jamaica, and here they were on the beach. So what's the excuse for that? We had to swim ashore. We had enough of the boat. So we decided we're going to leave, and we're going to leave you to stay there while we run off and scare you half to death, because I think that's what that would do. Now you see him, now you don't. Your kid is there, and then they're not. They're in Jamaica, man. We've got your kid here in Jamaica. Ooh. They're lucky they got picked up, but they did, and now they're reunited with their ship. Man, that is, that's tough. Because a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but there are a small percentage of people that disappear from cruise ships, and that worries people to death. All right, I know you've got one eye open, but even with that good eye, give me a call, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This sounds like a...
How do you know when it's time to move on?
I was going
to
say a great bar song.
What will you see?
Yeah, how do you know when it's... how do you know when it's time to move on, as he just said?
You gave me something only.
Well, I'll tell you what. Robert Gibbs, the man, one of the men behind getting President Obama... re-elected. Remember, he worked in the White House along with David Axelrod. Both were booted out, left, basically, to go to Chicago to run, be the masterminds behind Obama's re-election bid. So they've been working on this for over a year. Robert Gibbs was on one of the Sunday shows, and he admitted that this looks to be a real horse race between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
I think this is going to be a very close race throughout it. That's what we've prepared for. That's what we're why we're investing in a grassroots army to win this race on Election Day.
And speaking of Election Day, read a scary thing that Homeland Security is really starting to amp up for what they're calling possible unrest. Domestic riots at the Republican National Convention. Great, we'll be broadcasting from there. The Democratic National Convention and the presidential inauguration. They rushed what they call a solicitation to the Federal Business Opportunity site, which is what funnels the procurement requisitions, which is a bunch of nonsense for we want money. Here's the paperwork. Give us the damn money. They wanted over $25,000 because they want to have more people in place in all those areas, the Republican convention, Democratic, and the inauguration. The total amount order is about 150 sets of riot helmets, thigh and groin protectors, hard shell shin guards, and other riot gear. You're going to have a riot at the conventions and at the inauguration? Oh, I hope not. So this is information they've gotten that they feel pretty comfortable about, that there could be riots. And then, to add insult to injury, because, of course, the drones are being shoved down our throat as a way to police us in our neighborhoods or on our highways that are close to our neighborhoods. And check this out. Now they want to use drones for public safety, they're saying. That's Janet Napolitano, the secretary of DHS. She talked to the House committee meeting on Homeland Security and saying that the 30,000 drones that are going to be deployed into our skies are watching out for U.S. citizens, especially when it comes to elections and potential for riots and that kind of stuff. I mean, are you kidding me? Riots. I don't get it. They're spending how much money for contractors? How many drones did I say were going to be in the sky? We've talked about the drones before. I know there are a lot of people that are completely anti-drone when it comes to working in other countries like Afghanistan, and I don't agree with that. But using drones to the tune of what they're saying around the country to go after citizens, oh, that's too big brotherish for me. At some point, we got to split it down the middle and say, you know what, this technology thing right here, I'm going to say we need to leave the drones at home. We need to leave them. We need to forget the drones. Use them in war situations or use them along the border. But to be, I don't want to be driving down 295 and seeing drones in the sky. I don't want to go down 635 and look up and see drones in the sky. Pick a highway, and I guarantee that you don't want to see that either. 95, none of you want to see that in the east, you don't, and all the way through the south. No. I mean, already, don't they have other things that they're spying on us with, surveillance equipment? And the whole cat and mouse game on the highway is getting pretty interesting. And then you throw drones into the mix. Imagine if there, and I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but imagine if there is some terrible accident with an airliner. That'll be the end of the drone. And I think we shouldn't even go there in the first place. Forget it. Right, as we continue to run for the fences, a couple of quick things. Something I didn't even mention yet, the fact that there was an earthquake in Mexico. Yep. 6.0 on the Richter scale is what they're talking about. If a 6.0 earthquake ripped through my neighborhood, boy, I'd be a little rocked by that, But what's interesting is 6.0 in Mexico is nothing. It's nothing. Now, you say 7.0, different story, but 6.0, maybe a little damage, but people in that country are used to it. It's like California. People are used to it. They're used to, oh, yeah, there's a possibility that that we could hit the big one. They always talk about it. There, people wear shirts in California. Tell me again when the big one's coming. But to me, as I said, 6.0 where I live would probably do some stunning damage. But in Mexico, little reports here and there, but no giant reports about the loss of life or somebody trapped or any of that. So certainly a good thing, because we don't want to see a bunch of people be trapped underneath office buildings and their own homes and down in worship areas and whatnot. So thank goodness 6.0 doesn't mean what it means in some places in the U.S. Let's just say that. This story has infuriated a lot of people. You know, there's something about the whole tax exempt status and what is and what isn't tax exempt. And there's a national Muslim civil rights group that's been pretty active in Middle Tennessee. We've talked about it, but they've regained their tax exempt status. CARE, you know what that stands for, the Council of American Islamic Relations, and two other foundations that lost tax exempt status last year for not filing tax returns for 3 years in a row, have now regained that tax exemption. So CARE has been very active in Middle Tennessee, very, very active, and they were pushing this, and they got their way. So they don't file for how many years did I say? 3 years. How much in back taxes do you think they had to pay? I'm just saying, how much in back taxes? All right, time for medal counts. 12 for China, 11 for the U.S. Some bright spots that I was telling Sharon at the top of the hour in Kentucky about. Dana Vollmer won gold and actually set a world record, too. Yes, exciting stuff. The little girl from Granbury, Texas, who really fought tooth and nail to be where she was. And what a good decision that she ended up being on the team doing what she did. She finished dominating the 100 butterfly to finish 55.98. She set a new world record. Wow. Congratulations.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.